Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Yeah.
Okay, you probably are hearing a little bit of a feedback here. But what I want to say is that I found the answer in Luke chapter 11, verse 9. And I'm simply going to read it to you. It says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." This is the answer. The answer is that we truly have to learn to just come to God and ask. And as you know, I use that acronym, ASK, as ask, and it shall be given, seek, and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened unto you. He has already given us the answer before situations and circumstances in our lives get out of hand. I'm not gonna say it's just that simple because it is just that simple. However, simple does not always equate to easy. So we have to begin to practice the Word of God. Yeah, kind of rehearse it in your mind. You know, it's often been said that sometimes we'll try to solve a problem before we stop and ask for guidance and directions from the powerful Holy Spirit. You know, in those times when we're feeling fearful or anxious about something, if you ask him, if you seek into his word, and if you just knock upon the door of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, it will begin to pour into your life, into your mind, into your thoughts, and then into your affairs. I was reading in the book of Psalms the other day, and I was reading from Psalms chapter 56, or as they say, book 56. And it was so beautiful because David was saying here, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me." I know I felt like that sometimes. I certainly have needed God's mercy. And I may not have put it in the terms of, you know, someone else is trying to swallow me up or the oppressions of the world. But how I've said it to God is, "Lord, I just feel overwhelmed." Have you ever felt like that? David began to talk, and he's asking, he's seeking, he's knocking. And he said in the third verse of chapter 56, he said something so beautiful that it just really
it was just so beautiful to me. I understand that some people are having technical difficulties. Everyone checks back in with me, and I do appreciate that. Let's see if we can work on that. I'm going to do my best if you just stick with me. Okay, let's try this. Thank you so much. And we'll get through this. And one of the things that David said, back to Psalms 56 and 3, he said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." In other words, when I'm feeling anxiety or I'm feeling fearful, God, I'm going to trust in you. And that is, as I like to say, that's the answer. When you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling a bit fearful, I promise you, you can really put your trust in God. You can put your trust in God because he's trustworthy. What a simple statement, huh? Has someone ever said to you, "You can trust me"? And I don't mean reflecting back to the time when a person said that and then they turned around and disappointed you. I mean when they proved themselves faithful. Because God does. He proves himself faithful every time. And that is a comfort for us to know that. He is the Lord. He's even a Lord of war. He can fight your battles. Yeah. Yes. He reminds us, when you're afraid, I will trust in God. Even in the dilemmas that we face in daily living, my beloveds, just daily living, just the fear and sometimes the anxiety or the anticipation of what's going on and what will take place next. Put your trust in God, my beloveds. Many of us feel anxiety. And I believe that anxiety is simply a fearful and a troubled heart. So what can bring fear to us or what can trouble us if we would take our thoughts, our attention, our energy, our divine power to concentrate and refocus and put our trust in God? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The answer, whenever you feel afraid or fearful, the answer, put your trust in God. And verse 4 said, "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. And I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." I'm not going to fear what another human being can do unto me. I can't categorize your situation or what you may have gone through. This may really just be a testament of your faith that we're talking about today. You may have learned to trust in God and put your trust in God. So this could be a simple reminder to remind us to continue to trust God. Continue to know that God is with you and fear not. You may remember I shared this story on one of the other episodes where my son, my youngest son, he was playing football and he was probably only 6, 7, 8 years old, but he was a young boy. And very strong body and very able, very athletic. And we were talking about it, and he's telling me how, you know, Mom, when all these guys are coming at you, and it gets scary. And you know what? I gave him this scripture. I showed him in the Word of God. I said, "I want you to say this before you get out on that football field. I will not fear what man can do unto me." as you face your challenges in life, no matter how simple, complicated, it could be something in the medium range, something of really no real importance, but it may have brought some trepidation, some type of fear. I will not fear what another person can do unto me. Only fear God. And the fear that I'm talking about, my beloved, is that reverence, respect. Always respect God. Because it is the Spirit of God that sustains us and keeps us and watches over us, gives us peace in the midst of storms. When the calamity hits our life, it is God who can usher in peace. He's the one that prospers us. He's the one that divinely protects us. And stand on that. God can and will protect you. And he's the one that can fill your life with power and peace. You know, I've been really feeling lately, and really a feeling, you know how you can, you know, you say, you know, I mean, we can feel, we use the term feel, we can feel the emotion of happiness and a feeling of joy, contentment. I have really been feeling that God's grace is really just like soaring above us. When I say us, I mean this planet. Sometimes, as turbulent as it may look, remember, God can release his grace. And it can soar. It can move. It can bless us. It can divinely align us and put us in a position to experience his grace during some of the most uneasy times, sometimes in the history of our life. So God can align you and align you so that this grace can begin to touch your life, can begin to pour into your life and your affairs. Because the answer, thank God for his word. Trust in God and don't fear. That sounds kind of simple. Let's practice it. Thank God for his word. Have you ever heard the old saying, they would say, you know, so many times I reflect back on things that people have said to me in my life, planted in my heart, and it just stuck. Because it has been said, everything that you need to know, you can find it in the Word of God. That used to really perplex me. I would just sit and say, everything I need to know? But as I have read more and more of the Holy Bible, I am finding everything that we need to know, the answers are in God's word. Yes. The word is the bread of life for us. It can heal our bodies. It can give us spiritual revelation. It can teach us how to become wealthy. Yes. But we have to have an ear to hear this. We have to have an ear to hear these answers that are in the Word of God. I know you can probably discern that God is releasing a new level of peace for us. I said in 20, well, let me say it like this. In this, as we continue to move into the year, God is releasing, I'm going to go so far as to say, new directions and new instructions. Not necessarily new to someone else, but maybe new to you. New directions and new instructions. new insight, the veil being opened, and we're able to peer into the Word of God and receive the answers. Yes. We say sometimes he's doing a new thing. Don't forget, we're talking about the Almighty Creator who created the heavens and the earth and who made you. Yeah. Be not afraid. I believe I read this in Psalms 29, chapter 29, verse 25. Be not afraid. You will not be caught by the snares. Or in other words, you're not going to be caught up in a lot of traps and things like that. Find your answers in the Word of God. Thank God for his Word. You know, just in your daily thoughts. Oh, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that I have a resource that can give me peace, a resource that can give me power when I'm feeling weak, a resource that can strengthen me, a resource that can empower my abilities, the talents and the abilities that God has given us. As we find our answers in the Word of God, these talents and resources, we can bring these together, do what God has asked us to do. You know, I said it before and I'll say it again. Absolutely, God has done most of it for us. It's predestined that you succeed. But in order for that to unfold, in order for that to come into manifestation and demonstration, in order for that to come into the dimension that we live in, we have to put our effort into it and cooperate with God and cooperate with each other. Yeah. Oh, when you feel afraid, when you see something that brings that funny feeling on the inside of you, you feel when you feel that your peace is being disturbed, put your trust in God. God, I trust you. See your future in his hand. Oh, yeah. Because God loves you. He loves you. He loves you so much. He wants the very best for you. So the answers that we need, God has already provided them for us. So we must ask, seek, and knock, and then wait for the answer. Seek. Put your effort into it. Knock. See if maybe I can go further. Is there something else that I need to do in order to obtain the answer for the issues and the circumstances and the situations that we face in life? Yeah. Oh, wow. I want to shout out. I want to say hello to my beautiful mother. You know, I want to shout out today, and I want to say hi to Sean and Carolyn, Marlon and Cheryl. Hi, Clarence and Stacy, Stephen. Hello, Nico and Allie. Hi, Caleb and Maddie. I want to say hello and I love you, Jordan and Jesse. Hi, Kayla and Lauren Tandana. I want to give a beautiful shout out today to my Aunt Steen, Jewel, and Rosemary. I want to say hi to my brother Robert today. He's such a blessing in my life. Hi, Terry. Omo, you keep up the good work. I want to shout out. Hi, Cynthia. I want to say hello to Dominique. Terry and Velma. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know what I'm talking about. I want to shout out today and say hi to Arnold, Anthony, and Kiafa Courtney. I want to say hi to Ellery. You know, I want to take a moment And I want to give another special shout out. If I haven't called your name and shouted out to you, just hang on a minute. If I don't get to you, I love you. You know I do. But I want to, I really want to give a special shout out because we're getting close to that date, and I really want you to register. And this is for girls ages, well, I don't know the age, but I'll say from middle school to high school. And register now. This is the 9th annual Dream Girl Conference, and it's going to take place, mark your calendars, Saturday, March 12th of this year. And listen, it's going to start at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And this is an event for middle and high school girls, parents, and youth leaders. Pass this word on. It's going to be a virtual event, and guess what? Here's another good part. It's free. And they have entitled their theme, Fearless. Yeah, fearless. And they give a quote here. They said, our deepest fear, it's not that we are inadequate. Fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that was Marianne Williamson. So please, check this out. The Dream Girl Conference, March 12th, Saturday, from 11 to 12:30. It's going to be virtual, and you can really check them out on their Facebook, Dream Girl Conference, or YouTube Dream Girl Conference, or just reach out on Roslyn Fields social media. This is a wonderful conference, and I really want you, if you know some young girls, this will be a blessing to them. Hey, I want to say hi, Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. Hi, Ernestine. Thank you so much. You know, Ernestine was a lady that shared with me many years ago. She said to me, you know, I have a motto, and she said, you can't say something nice about someone. Don't say anything at all. And the other thing she said to me was this, even if you're tempted to do otherwise, just simply say their heart. That helps. That'll get us through some tough situations because there's power and there's so much power in the tongue. Well, hello there. I want to say hi. Eugene, Michiko, keep up the good work. Yeah. Hi, Pastor Linda. Hello, Queen LaRussia. Keep up that wonderful work of healing a woman, heal the world. I want to say hi to the media genius, Randall Kane. Judy, hello. Hi, Marie. How are you? I didn't forget about you, and I'm telling you, I'm shouting out to you and your wonderful family in Oklahoma. Well, hello, Sheila. Thank you. And what a beautiful invitation yesterday. I had a wonderful time with you, and I want to thank God for you. Hi, Yvonne and Danville, Margareta. I want to say hi to the family in Lancaster, South Carolina. Hi, Cynthia. Hey, and listen, can I shout out to the military members that are serving throughout the world? Let's send up some special prayers and thoughts of strength and peace to them. Thank you all for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you will do. I want to say hello to Kimon today. Hi, Betty. How are you doing? Hey, hello, Tony, Stephanie, Chloe. Thank you for those beautiful pictures, Isaiah and Courtney. I want you to know, Courtney, guess what? I'm thinking about you, darling. Yes, I am. I want to also say hello today to Shatoya and James, Gary and Stephanie. Helen, love without limits. Hi, Helen. Hello, Louise. How are you? I want to say hi to Apostle Velveeta. I want to shout out today to Bishop Jones in Liberia, West Africa. The Morelands, good morning. Hi, James and Tawana. Donna Hagler, hello. I want to shout out to Mama Joy, Louise in Atlanta. I want to say hi. Hey, welcome to the world of retirement. Hey, Iris, welcome to the world of retirement. Hello, Kevin and Lynn. Thank you. I didn't get to thank you. Thank you for that beautiful gift that you sent me. I really appreciate it. Hi, Mary in Mississippi. I want to say hello to my listeners around the world. I want to say hello to you. And I want to shout out and I want to thank Minister LaTosha. I want to thank you for the beautiful, beautiful message that you delivered to us. We were so enriched and so encouraged. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of my listeners. And I want to say to you that you mean so much to me that we have an opportunity to spend this time together. I want to read something to you. And I want you to know that you can shine. Because our deepest fear, as I said earlier, is not that we are inadequate. But sometimes our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. You're meant to shine as children do. You're born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates. I love you, and I want you to shine. I want you to know that the answers are not being withheld from you. Everything that you need, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Jesus has already given us the answers. I want you to know God loves you, and you are indeed the apple of his eye. Peace, prosperity, and love. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.